November 9th, 2002, Southern California College Conference. Title, Eating Christ. Session 2, Eating Christ as the Hidden Manna.
Amen, the Word of God. Amen, the Word of God. His Word believing lies right.
Amen.
His word receiving, his word believing. Amen, the word of God. Well, tonight, brothers and sisters, indeed, we have come to a very crucial matter. And that has everything to do with our Christian life and the way that we take in the Lord. Or I would say, how we follow the Lord and how we take God's way. You have to be impressed by this, that Christ, the very Christ of God, the very crucified and resurrected Christ, are two things in terms of food. We're talking about food, right? Number one, he is the heavenly, as the manna, tonight we're on manna, he is the heavenly supply to God's people. God would not take us on a Christian journey without supplying us with something. God is not that cruel, right? And Christ is God's supply for us. And this supply is heavenly because it comes down from the heavens. You know, this manna means what? You know, the literal meaning of manna is, what is it? So eating Christ as the hidden, what is it? Christ is, what is it? Right? It was really, what is it? Because one day they got up in the morning and there's these little things, round things, white things that came with the dew. And they were told to go and gather them and start eating them. And then look at this thing. I tell you, never, never in the history of mankind, there is that kind of food. I don't know what today the Drug and Food Administration will do with manna. I mean, I don't know how they're going to categorize it and research it. And what is in it? What is the substance of this thing? This thing is straight from heaven. It is heaven's food. It is a food with its source not from the earth. It's not vegetable, plant, cereal. It is, at first I thought it's some kind of cereal. It's not cereal, you see. It is not crackers, you know what I mean? Although it kind of tastes like it, you'll see it's kind of like wafer with honey. But it is not, you know, graham crackers. It is not. It is not anything of animal from the earth. It just miraculously appear from the heavens on the earth and say, here it is. So I call manna mystery food. Mystery food. It is a food of mystery. By the way, because you are what you eat, if you eat too much manna, you become very mysterious. I mean, if you eat too much manna, you go on campus, people will say, what is it? Who is this guy? I mean, he looks like me, right? He looks the same. But there's something about him I couldn't put my finger on. What is it? There's something different about this man. I tell you, that is a sign you've been eating manna. Amen. All right. Now, number two, this Christ as the manna is also the reconstituting element of God's people. Not only, its purpose is not only to supply you, to sustain you in your journey on the earth as a Christian. It is also given to reconstitute you, to remake you from within, to give you new essence, to give you a new nature, to give you some new substance at the cellular level. Are you with me? Now, I have to say something. Okay. You know, an example that we always use very much, right? We are not here talking about an outward change or adjustment. We're talking about an inward change through transformation and reconstitution. Now, here I am, okay, standing here, right? I've been, right, eating a lot of junk food. I am a junk food addict. All I eat is chocolate. Whoppers, right? And something like that. Okay. And I drink Coke. That's my subsistence. Okay. You eat this way day and night, year after year, I'll tell you, you will experience what Lamstan experienced. You know, you will start to inflate, right? You will gain weight, right? You will begin to have cavity in your tooth, right? You will go into depression, am I right? You know what I'm saying? You will be constituted with chocolate, with Coke, with lots of sugar, and with lots of cholesterol high stuff. Am I right? And it will make you a certain way. Sorry to say, today many Americans are constituted by that stuff. Do you follow me? I don't want to get into this because I want to be politically correct, okay? I tell you, this country has the highest percentage of people. And it's entirely due to diet. The diet makes the Americans the way they are. Okay, now, I want to change the American to make him healthy. What should I do? One way is to, I've seen these t-shirts that have the drawing of a muscle man. You just wear this t-shirt and you look like a muscle man. Is that real? There's some change, but that is hardly constitutional change. That is a change in clothing, right? There's no change. Am I right? What you need is another diet. You understand, I hope now. Christ is given by God to us as a reconstituting element to make us a different people. I mean, not just, he's not here to dress you up, to paint you with a different color. No, he is here to change you from inside out. By feeding you a different kind of food, and by eating this food over and over again, day after day, morning after morning, I tell you, you don't have to try, you don't have to make any kind of resolution, like New Year resolution, I'm going to be different next year, by 12 o'clock, you are just the same, am I right? No New Year resolution worked, am I right? All your desire to change became nothing. But I'm going to tonight tell you one sure way that will change you permanently. By changing what you eat. Amen. And I tell you, God has already decided that all of his people would start to eat Jesus. Amen. Once you leave Egypt, cross the Red Sea, and come into the wilderness, all the other food will end. You're supposed to start eating Christ. Amen. Day one, and you start to eat Christ. Day two, and you will start to eat Christ. Day three, and listen, they eat this manna, what is it? Mystery food, for 40 long years. Now that will change anybody. By the end of those 40 years, all these people are living, walking manna. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever the manna is, they are. With no, they didn't do anything to change themselves. The food changed them. You don't need, Christians are not supposed to change themselves to make them better Christians. Christians are supposed to eat another kind of food. They're supposed to eat Christ every day. Young brothers and sisters, I want you to launch into a Christian life of eating Jesus every morning. And I guarantee you, you will change. You will even smell different. You will smell like Christ. You will look like Jesus. In your talk, in your laugh, in your tears, you will just be Christ. Hallelujah. This is God's way. How about that? And the more you eat, the quicker you change. This is what the Bible means by transformation. Amen. All right, now, I'm going to say a few things in Roman numeral 3 to tell you what kind of change will take place. Listen to this. This is really delicious. All right, the characteristics of Christ as our manna. You know, the manna has a lot of characteristics, and this is about half of them, right? This is only half of them. There are lots of wonderful, wonderful characteristics that cause us to be the same as he is in life and in nature. Are you with me? Do you understand this line? All the characteristics in manna, if you would eat this manna, you will adopt these characteristics. You become the way the manna is. Now let's go through some of these. Number one, this manna is from heaven. So if you start eating heavenly food, it will make you heavenly. And it will enable you to live a heavenly life on this earth. I know many of us are trying our best to be heavenly. You know, even we try to jump higher, you know, get closer to heaven. It doesn't work. We are all born gophers. You know, gophers, they don't like heaven. They love the dirt. We are made by clay, and we are what? Bitten by serpent, and the serpent's food is the dirt. So we are all like the children of the devil. We are all like little snakes. We also like to eat dirt. And dirt is the food of the earth. And dirt is the food of the world. So no wonder we love the things in the world, including video games. That is dirt. All right? That is food from this earth. Now, you can try to overcome the video game. I shall not, starting after this weekend, do any more video games. I'm going to tell you, you're going to fail. Because probably tomorrow night, you'll start to do the video games again. It doesn't work. I'm going to teach you something much better. Amen. Start eating heavenly food. I tell you, I have the same experience. After eating Christ for a while, my taste changed. My desires changed. I begin to lose taste for the video games one day. I mean, it is so. There was these people who smoke, you know, they like to smoke, right? And there was a lot of testimonies about people. One day in the morning, they get up, they took a drag, and they threw the whole thing into the toilet. No one told them. The Bible didn't say, never smoke. I could never find the 11th commandment like this. No. But somehow they lose taste of it. I tell you why. Because they've been eating a little bit of Christ. Amen. Eating Jesus will make anyone heavenly. Amen. You want to be heavenly?
Yes.
Don't try. Eat heaven's food.
Amen.
This is, I tell you, daily delivery, faster than FedEx. Arrive on your table every day fresh from God. Amen. It rains down with the dew. Amen. You just have to eat it.
Amen.
In the form of his word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. Eat the word of God. Amen, the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You will escape all the corruption that is in the world through lust by heeding the precious promises of God.
Amen.
This is in 2 Peter.
Amen.
So eat that food.
Amen.
eat Jesus, you will be changed. You'll be get heavenly. You'll be surprised. B, this food is in the morning. Listen, this is a morning food. You miss this food at night. How about that? That means you have to pay a price to get it early in the morning. Now listen, look at this. It says, in the morning, that means it gives us daily new turn and a new beginning. I tell you, with something about this food, every time we eat it, we get a brand new beginning. Amen. Don't you have that? I have this experience. I am just feeling so old. I'm growing hair everywhere. You know, I just feel I am just something wrong with me, right? I don't know what's wrong with me. Then I start eating Christ in the Word of God. After some prayer reading, after some enjoyment, I just feel renewed. I just feel like a brand new person. Amen. I tell you, no, you don't need to go to no shrink. You don't need to throw those self-help books out the window. You need a good meal of manna. Amen. And some more manna to renew you. Amen. Sisters, do you get depressed? Huh? Is depression your problem? You need to eat the antidepressant manna. I tell you, you eat this manna, you get encouraged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! It brings you from the dumps to not cloud nine, but the third heaven. Amen. You believe me. You believe me, sisters. Your problem is in your eating. You haven't been eating this food, and you haven't been eating enough of it. Believe me, eat it. Amen?
Amen?
By the way, let me tell you, some of you say, I ate, nothing happened. I'll tell you why, because you're licking it. Okay, here's a wonderful steak. I ate, nothing happens. I don't feel anything. Are you kidding me or something? Get that knife out. Get this fork out and dig into it. Go like this, and go this way, and go, and go masticating. Hallelujah. That's the way to eat. When you come to the Word of God, don't lick it. Amen. Amen. No wonder nothing happens. I'm still depressed. Oh, Jesus is Lord, but I'm still depressed. You know, by the way, I tell you, many young people, I'm sorry to say, calling on the Lord and prayer reading has become a routine to you. It doesn't work. I pray read. I call on the Lord. It doesn't work. Because it has become a routine, there's nothing real there. I am even concerned, very concerned, some of our young people are calling on the Lord in vain. Even taking the Lord's name in vain. If nothing's happened. It's just like George Washington. When you say Lord Jesus, it's just like George Washington. Because you don't use your spirit. You don't exercise your innermost being to masticate the Lord Jesus. Young brothers and sisters, use your spiritual. There's a lot of teeth in your spirit. All right? Go bite the Lord Jesus. He won't blame you. Okay? He won't think you are blaspheming him. Okay? Jesus loved a good bite. He say, bite me. He says, chew me up. He says, masticate me. He says, swallow me whole. He says, digest me. He says, assimilate me. I love it. Do it. Don't lick me. I hate anyone licking me. It doesn't feel good. I want a good bite. Sink your teeth into me, okay? All right? Call on the Lord. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Right. When you take the word and pray, read, I don't care how long. You see, I don't care even how many verses you take. A lot of times, the best prayer reading is not with a lot of verses, but with one verse or even one phrase. Beholding and reflecting. As a mirror. That's all you need. But you eat it. Beholding. Oh Lord, beholding. And not this kind of, beholding. 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 Not that kind of prayer reading. That will get you nowhere. Throw away your clock, your watch. Tear down your face to face, right? Just go beholding. Amen. I tell you, I was captured into the Lord's recovery by a good old round of prayer reading. Amen. The brothers won't let me go. I told you the story a number of times. I just say, these guys are crazy, okay? These guys, some of you are thinking we're crazy. We were more crazy than tonight. This is nothing. This is lame. In those days, we were crazy. And so these guys, they took me up to Magnolia House, and they sat me around in a circle. They were nailing me. They were going to nail me that night, all right? Sit around me and say, let's pray read now, one by one, going around in circles. So they started to do it. This brother, he just shout this verse, amen, and everyone say amen, and they just keep going around and ground. I know what they're doing. But I was caught. I couldn't leave. So there arose within me two kinds of feeling. One, I'm going to jump out this window. I'd rather die than to be embarrassed and join this kind of crazy stuff, you know. You know, I never seen anyone pray with their eyes open and kind of laughing. This is sacrilegious, you know. You don't do this. You pray in this kind of a way. You pray this way, okay? The other feeling I have is I felt like I have a stopped plumbing for 10 years. Now there's a chance for this stop plumbing to be unplugged. I just feel tremendous amount of pressure within me. They came out to me. When it came to me, I don't know where the strength came from. I still don't know tonight. I just leapt out of my chair. I shrieked with the loudest voice I have. I had my eyes closed because I was still a little bit embarrassed. And I yelled the word of God. Yes, I did. I yelled the word of God. I tell you, instantly I got unplugged. Years of dirt, junk, poop, whatever is in there, hair, got unplugged. And I tell you, living water start to flow within me. For the first time in my Christian life, I felt water flowing in me. I realized that verse. If anyone would drink me, there would be a fountain in him, amen, gushing forth into eternal life. Amen. I tell you, there was such a flow. My point tonight, giving you my testimony, is, brothers and sisters, eating and eating is different. Amen. Your eating doesn't work because you're not really eating. You need to eat by masticating, amen, this Jesus, okay? But anyway, if you eat him this way, I guarantee you, you will experience a new turn. You know, by the way, the brothers didn't say anything, didn't put this down. But I tell you, this manna comes with the dew. It comes with the dew. You have to eat this thing with the dew. You know what is the dew? The dew is the what? The refreshing grace of God. I tell you, every time you come to the Lord Jesus in the Word in this way, grace is there. Amen. There's some kind of refreshing, cooling dew that comes with the Lord. I can't explain it. It's just there. It's just there refreshing you in the morning. All right? Eat the Lord Jesus in this way every day. Now, number three, white. This manna is white. Jesus is white. Christ is white. What does this mean? That means he is pure. There is only one pure person in this universe. Not two. Only one. And that is Christ. You want to be white? You eat this pure one. And he will make you white. Purifying us from mixture and simplifying us from complication. I tell you, not just sisters, many brothers, many young people are so complicated. Oh, too complicated. You know, I have decided a long time ago not to be complicated. Just eat what is in front of you. Right? Even when I got married, I was not complicated. Save you a lot of brain cells and heartaches. You just put on your blindfold and, okay, that's it. It's not bad, huh? Isn't that simple? You may say, oh, Minoru, what are you telling us? To be not discerning? To be crazy? No, I'm not. I'm not. I tell you, listen, wise people are always simple. Amen. Not complicated. Smart people may be complicated, but wise people, they're simple. There is a tremendous virtue related to the Lord, and that is simplicity. Amen. The simplicity that is in Christ in 2 Corinthians. How do you get simple? How do you get delivered from your complexities? Far too complex, I tell you, by eating this Jesus. Amen. How do you save from being a mixed Christian? Loving this and loving that, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. No other way but by eating the white and pure Christ. Amen. Do it, brothers and sisters. The Word will do it. Amen. Christ getting into you will work miracles. All right, next point. As frost. It's like frost. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's no refrigerator, you know. I mean, it's like frost. That means it has power to kill something negative. You know, low temperature kills germs. Am I right? That's why they invented the refrigerator. They kill all the negative attitudes and cooling us from sinful pleasure. Anyone in this room, you have no negative attitude. All of us have an attitude problem. Just fess it up. Either to your parents or to somebody. Bad attitude. We all have bad attitude. How are you going to change your attitude? You try to change, nothing will work. You're like a rubber band. You just change, fine, it comes back. Change, fine, it comes back. The more you try to change, the more it won't happen. Okay? You need to eat the one with no attitude. Anyone here with no sinful pleasure? I mean, nothing to seek? I don't think so. I do. I admit it. How are you going to kill that thing? Try as you may, it won't work. Young people, I know the pleasure of sin is one of our problems. You know, of a young person. Right? What is the world? The world's definition is 1 John, is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Who among us can get rid of these things, really? No one. You eat them away. Amen. You eat them out of your system. The only salvation is to eat the sinless Jesus. Amen. Oh, brothers and sisters, eat him. Amen. Eat him. Amen. That will transform you. He is like the coriander seed. He is like the seed. Don't tell me what this manna looks like. You know, I wish there's a Kodak in those days. I don't know what this coriander seed looks like, but what manna looks like, but it looks like coriander seed. That means seed is something that brings life and something that grows within us. If you eat this manna, listen, this manna will grow within you. It is like a seed. that will multiply within you. Amazing. This is absolutely true in our experience. All right? Now, it says, like the appearance of delium. You know the word appearance in Hebrew means the word eye. You know this eye, okay? It means eye. That means this manna is like an eye. Ooh, it's a little, you know, you don't like to eat eyes, right? But you have to eat manna, okay? So it has the appearance like an eye. You know what does this mean? This means eating this food will make us what? Full of sight. Make us what? Bright. And make us transparent. A lot of us are as opaque as they come. You know, I look at you, it is just a piece of mud. I mean, I can see through anything. I don't know what's going on in there. You know, there's a double life. You know what I mean? You live like a two-faced person. In the meeting, you have one face. You get out of here, you have a totally different face. You are Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in the church life. I tell you, what will make you transparent? The same outside and the same inside. There's only one way: to eat the eye, to eat the bdellium, to eat the manna. It will make you transparent and will make you shine. Make you shine. You know, don't try to shine. You know, it doesn't work. You have to eat. The more you eat this Jesus, the more you shine. Now, I'm going to give you a few other things about the characteristics of this manna. Number one, it is small. It is small. I tell you, Jesus is not great. Jesus is small for us to eat. In fact, every day, don't despise the day of small things, the Bible says. Don't despise those 10 minutes a day of morning revival. Don't look for a miracle change once a year. That's a vain hope. Trust the daily eating of Christ in His Word. You feel like it, you don't feel like it, you just eat a little bit of Jesus. I tell you, that will change you. The small dosage of Christ will end up transforming your life permanently. Okay, it says it is fine. This is no rough food. This is definitely not West Texas beef. This is fine. I tell you, what does this mean? That means this food is balanced. Balanced food. You know, there's a little thing they eat called balance. Have you seen this? What do you call these things? Bar, called balance, right? I tell you, Jesus is the real balance bar. A lot of us are just lopsided people. Extreme. Just off-center. Imbalance. You are just imbalanced. So am I. How are you going to be a balanced person? By eating Christ. Amen. Okay, it also says this thing is round. Right. It's round. You know what round means? Round means something eternal. This is eternal food, brothers and sisters. Amen. No wonder it says whoever eat will live forever. Amen. I tell you, whatever you eat, whatever else you eat, will not last. But this food that you eat will last forever. Amen. Whatever Jesus you eat will be preserved as the hidden manna for eternity. Amen. Okay, I think I'm running out of time. Do you like to eat Jesus now?
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, you will be reconstituted with this Christ. Amen. If you eat Him every day.
Amen.
Oh, then this whole earth will be populated by little mannas, by little what is it, by little Christs, by little Jesus. That everywhere where we are, we are just what? We are just the expression of God.
Amen.
This will fulfill God's purpose. Okay, I better go on very quickly. Don't worry, I can finish. Number four, by eating Christ as a manna, we're transformed. We talked about this already. By eating, we change. from within. Into what? Change into what? Into what? Into stones for God's building. Why is God in the business of reconstituting you, changing you? Not just to make you heavenly, but to make you good for his building. The way you are naturally is not good for God's building. He wants to change you from inside to make you a living stone, good for his dwelling place on the earth. Okay, I'll read this very quickly. God's work of building the church depends on our transformation. And our transformation issues from eating manna. Amen. Right? From the enjoyment of Christ as our life supply. B, because we receive the divine life with its divine nature through regeneration, we can be transformed into precious stones for God's building. I say again, don't try to change yourself. Just eat a lot of Christ, and you be transformed and be good for God's building. We've seen some brothers, when they came in those hippie days, my goodness, no shoes, you know, with the bandanas. And I don't know how long they have showered. When's the last time they showered? You know, my wife told me some of these people that came, they brought lice with them. You know, they just populate, you know, the lice jump into your hair. And pretty soon the whole church has lice. It's that bad. But I tell you, many of these lice-infected Christians today are Christ-filled. Stones for God's building. Amen. Don't look at yourself at what you are today. I tell you, just look at Christ and eat him. Behold him every day. I tell you, you will be changed into a stone good for his building. Okay, by longing for and tasting the Lord as the guileless milk of the word, we will grow into salvation by being transformed into living stones to be built up into as a spiritual house. Amen. How do we eat the Lord? Okay, I'll just say simply by eating his word. Amen. Tonight, our one and only burden tonight is, young brothers and sisters, eat the word of God. Pray, read the word. Amen. Study the word. Amen. Get into the spiritual books. Oh, don't spend that much time. If possible, don't spend any time on those computer games. Eat the word of God. Those computer games will not last. It will leave you in a state of depression. It will leave you in a state of dissatisfaction. Not to mention perhaps leaving you in a state of academic probation. And even bringing your parents into frustration. Dear brothers and sisters, spend the time to eat the Lord Jesus. Amen. In his precious word. Look, this word is so big. When can you finish it? It'll take your life long. Start today. Start tomorrow. Love this word of God. Chew it, okay? Masticate it. Eat it page by page, word by word. Until it gets into your fiber, gets into your cell, get into your bloodstream, and make you a different man and woman for the Lord. If we do not go the way of the world, but enjoy the Lord in the proper church life, we will be transformed into white stones, which are justified and approved by him. In the book of Revelation, in this word to the worldly church called Pergamos, this verse is from. The Lord says, whoever will overcome, I will give him the hidden manna, and I will also give him the white stone. These two things are tied together. The more you eat the manna, the more you become a stone. Amen. For God's building. White means you are justified and approved by God. The only way you can be approved by God is by a change in your person. And the only way your person can change, you can have a personality change even. Amen. Sisters, you need a personality change. Only Christ can do it. Oh, some of us are so easily agitated, crabby, frustrated. Like cats. Stay away. I tell you, some of you sisters, those nails, I tell you. My, the change in your mood is like weather. You need a desperate remake of your personality. But I tell you, try whatever self-help books, it doesn't work. You need a different diet. Amen. You need to eat Jesus. Amen. Am I right? Amen. The Egyptian Israels, they came out eating what? Onion, garlic, and leeks. Very interesting. All three of them makes you smell a certain way. You know, you can smell people when they be eating leeks and garlic and onion. What I mean is this, even in the church life, among the saints, you can smell someone, they've been eating some Egyptian food. You can smell it. You know what I mean? You try to throw those garlic away, that garlic has a string, you know. I'm throwing the garlic away. Then you pull the garlic back. 3 o'clock in the morning. It's good garlic. After a weekend like this, I resolve to give up leeks. Get rid of those leeks. 2 days later, those leeks are pretty good. I tell you, try as you may to give up this or give up that, including the computer games, it doesn't work. You have to start eating Christ.
Amen.
You will see the change, brothers and sisters. It happened to me.
Amen.
It really happened to me. Okay, all right. Now, I better conclude. Number five, you read, the hidden manna is a special portion and a reward given to the overcomers. Okay, I'll just be very quick. You know, at the end, Moses commanded the people to put an omer of this manna into a golden pot and put that pot into the Ark of the Testimony and put that Ark of the Testimony into the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle. I mean, in the center of everything is this manna, omer of manna. You know what is an omer of manna? It's a Hebrew measurement measuring 1 day's worth of manna.
Amen.
Just 1 day. No more, no less.
Amen.
Do you know what, brothers and sisters? The manna that you eat every day will be preserved for eternity.
Amen.
Nothing in your life and my life today will be kept for eternity except the Christ that we ate. Everything will burn in the lake of fire. You believe me. Only one thing will pass through fire and end up in the New Jerusalem. That is the Christ that we enjoy this day and age. How about that? And that will be kept as a memorial before God. God one day won't remember anything. Even you will not remember anything except the Christ that you enjoy. How about that? So if there's 1 day you didn't eat Christ, you miss a memorial for that day because it's an omer. And I'll tell you one more thing. Why the hidden manna? Because the open manna means a manna uneaten. That's open. Out there. This is an open manna right here. It's good. But it's just open. I tell you, what is hidden manna? Hidden manna is what you ate.
Amen.
And took in, and people couldn't see anymore because it's hidden in your spirit.
Amen.
In the Holy of Holies. I tell you, the eaten Christ is the hidden manna. The assimilated Christ is the hidden manna.
Amen.
The digested Christ is the hidden manna. The constituted Christ is the hidden manna. This manna will be a reward to you in the coming kingdom. So how do we get the reward? We gain it today.
Amen.
If we eat the manna today, we will be rewarded surely in the next age. So, brothers and sisters, I think I'm done here. The portion of manna is preserved in a golden pot, concealed in the ark. The open manna was for the Lord's people to enjoy in a public way. The hidden manna, signifying the hidden Christ, is a special portion reserved for his seekers who overcome the degradation of the worldly church, signified by Pergamos. By the way, if you want to enjoy this hidden manna, you have to overcome the world. But I would say, eat to overcome, and overcome to eat. See, the open manna partaken of by us becomes the hidden manna, an eternal memorial of Christ we have enjoyed as a supply for the building of God's dwelling place. I'm done. Saints, are you still in Egypt? Tonight, I hope some will be crossing the Red Sea.
Amen.
Who is going to be baptized tonight? Who is going to be baptized tonight? Okay? I tell you, if you have not been baptized, tonight is the time.
Amen.
You don't need to go through a theology course to be baptized. You don't need to have read the Bible to be baptized. You don't need to be saved for 10 years to be baptized. All you need is to call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You receive the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior.
Right?
And all you need to do is call on His dear name. You identify with His death and resurrection. You are ready to be baptized.
Amen.
So tonight, the grave is open.
Amen.
The Red Sea is parted.
Amen.
I hope many of you will go through the separating line and come to the other side with all of us in the wilderness.
Amen.
Where we have a feast unto God.
Amen.
Tomorrow morning, we're going to talk about keeping the feast.
Right.
To keep that feast, you have to be baptized.
Amen.
Amen?
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 Hallelujah. Okay, I think I better stop here. What do we do now?